Charlie owned the night, but we own the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. The very best Medicare podcast in the whole wide world. When the clerk asks if he needs a bag, he says, "I'm already married." Medicare expert Doug Jones.
Hi there, people. Thanks for joining us today at the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. I decided to start off with a laugh. I hear that in India, there are shaman or medicine men that do laugh therapy. And I thought, well, if I start with a laugh, if I can get the audience to laugh with me, then everybody will end up this episode in a happier mood. Because frankly, I understand that talking about Medicare may not be the most fun thing you're going to do today. In fact, it may be way down the list of things you're going to do on the fun spectrum. But I want to say thank you for joining us today. Thank you for coming into the lair of the Medicare for the Lazy Man. And normally I like to define the lazy man and explain why we're here, but we actually have a 30-second radio spot, and we might as well get our money's worth out of that. So, Randy, could you play that spot for us now?
Medicare is complicated. Medicare can be confusing. Medicare is no fun to study. Will you know what decisions to make when Medicare time arrives for you? My name is Doug Jones, and I wrote a book to help you figure it all out. Medicare for the Lazy Man 2020. It's on sale at Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. Also, you can download and listen to my podcast, Medicare for the Lazy Man, wherever fine podcasts are given away free of charge. Medicare for the Lazy Man, simplest and easiest guide ever.
And he has done that. Thank you very much for doing that, Randy. Welcome, Randy Carson, our broadcast engineer and investment advisor. Hi, Randy.
Hey, Doug. How's it going?
I think going pretty well. How about you?
I'm doing very well. I was going to comment on your theory there of laughter being a good thing.
And are you going to counter that with a theory that laughter is a bad thing?
No, I was just going to say that you can encounter laughter just about any place unexpectedly. The last time I did, very unexpectedly, when I was talking to my personal banker.
Oh, boy. is this going to be a sad story?
No, I'm teasing. I was in there the other day with rolled up to my personal banker's desk with a bandana on, and he looked at me like he didn't, you know, it's really hard to recognize people if all you see is their eyeballs.
Oh, I understand.
He's looking at me going, "Do you have a 45 or do you have a 38 or am I good?"
And are you, was he talking about records?
No.
Oh, okay.
You know me, I usually have some serious persuading devices on me at all times out here.
Sure. I understand that. And frankly, the more you have, hopefully the less likely you're going to need them. As I've always said, an armed society, I think, is going to be a more polite, civilized society.
You and I've had that conversation a number of times. You know, if everybody's walking around, you know, not concealed carry, just carry, you know,
right. Open carry.
You have a rifle in your saddle, you have a 45 on your hip. I think everybody's going to get a whole lot more polite.
I know. I'm not going to say some of the things that run through my mind to people that irritate me. I'm going to give them a little slack and say, "All right, have a nice day, sir or ma'am."
Yes.
And there are a lot of ma'ams out there, too.
I don't know whether this is true. I read at one point in the past that, in at least in Arizona, 6 out of every 10 people are packing.
I hope that's the case, because it's evidence that, for the most part, Americans, gun owners, are responsible individuals. Because I don't think the Arizona murder rate or you know, injury rate with firearms is any higher than anywhere else in the country. And if we've got a percentage that high, that's people that are treating the responsibility of firearm carrying with respect, then I'm pretty proud of them. I say good for them.
Oh, I do too. I totally agree with it. I personally got a concealed weapons permit some years ago, but as you know, in Arizona, you can pretty much anybody can concealed carry now, except into a few situations. But essentially, they can go 95% of the places I can go to.
Now, there's a school of thought that says, A, the training you get with the permit is probably a good thing, and B, if you get into a situation where you've got to use that firearm to save yourself or your family, then you're going to have a stronger legal case if you have had the permit, if you've jumped through those hoops in order to get the permit.
Yes.
I probably subscribe to that too.
Absolutely. Well, I was going to tell you, Doug, the thing I was really giving a lot of thought today to is that we are getting quite a buildup of mailbag.
Well, you got a point there. You're absolutely correct. In fact, it's gotten to the point where when I carry it, I can't carry it anymore. I have to drag it from one room to the next.
You've got one of those little like a suitcase with wheels on it?
I'm saving up for that. What I have is a handle on the bag, and I just drag that some buck from one room to the next, depending on where I'm going to be podcasting.
I got a short story for you.
Okay.
About those types of luggage. An individual back in Omaha was the owner of a great big, huge luggage store. And I don't remember the name of it. I could probably pull it out, but it's irrelevant to the story. But he had been in the luggage business for decades. Someone approached him one day and said, you know, we would like to put together a suitcase with wheels on it. And he said, and he was going to be in the ground floor of the wheeled suitcase, explosion.
Yeah.
He said, why would anybody want wheels on a suitcase?
Uh-huh.
And the rest is history.
Well, here's the thing. I'm an old school kind of guy, and I'm kind of a cranky, ornery kind of guy. And I refuse to use wheeled luggage because I am not a stewardess. And if somebody says, how come you don't get luggage with wheels on it? My answer will be, I am not a stewardess. Because those are the people, when I was a kid flying around the country, those were the ones that I saw dragging the wheeled luggage. Flash forward to my grandson, my oldest grandson, going to school in California. He's in college now, but we visited. The parents went off to Hawaii. We took him to his school every day. And there were little kids with backpacks on those wheeled stewardess carts. Little kids with empty backpacks walking, getting out of their parents' cars and wheeling their backpacks to the school building.
Wheeling their empty backpacks.
This is when I knew that California should just break off and fall into the ocean because they're training people there to be pussies.
And, I know. I get it.
It was completely incredible. But the other thing I was going to say is a similar sad story is that a friend of the family, their family, our family, we were neighbors and friends and all that. They owned Chicago Roller Skate Company. And Chicago Roller Skate Company was an old school maker of the finest quality roller skates, and I think skateboards. But back in the 1980s, maybe the 1970s, somebody came up with the idea of inline skates. Now, the owner of the company at that time was a generation ahead of me. He had a son who was just a couple of years younger than me. The son went to him with the idea of, hey, let's get into this. Could be the next big fad. We'll be in on the ground floor of manufacturing inline skates. And the father said, no, those aren't roller skates. And so they missed a huge opportunity. And to the best of my knowledge, the Chicago Roller Skate Company either struggled or went out of business at some point. But had they seen the handwriting on the wall that inline skating was the coming thing for the future, I think they would have been much more profitable.
Now it's the Chicago Roller Luggage Company that used to be the inline skate people.
Right. And the father's probably pushing up daisies. He was always nice to me, but he was kind of a cranky old fart. I guess maybe I take after him. I don't know. But I'm sure his son was frustrated. He probably had ulcers. Dad, come on. We got to do this. No.
I love those stories. I think we need to do some mailbag.
All right. We're going to do that, but I'm moving some items to the next episode. Among them are tonsil stories, because I have a story about tonsils, and ASMR. And that is one thing you promised a while back. Maybe it was off the air that you promised it.
No, I think I talked about it. I'm not sure. But yeah, we'll talk about ASMR. It's kind of an interesting science.
And then I've got a running out of gas story too. So those items will be discussed on a future episode, maybe on three future episodes.
The audience needs to figure out how we're going to blend all those together.
ASMR.
Tonsils, ASMR, and vets running out of gas.
And I'm going to say that let's give the audience another assignment or an add-on to that assignment. Let's have them tie them into Medicare.
Yes.
How do they relate to Medicare?
And for that episode and that episode only, Doug, whoever dreams up how to blend those together, we will designate them as the Segway Master.
Oh, boy. I'm going to get a big old trophy that we can. We wouldn't give it to them because we could make that an annual award, but I could put it on a shelf behind me here next to my my long guns, and then we can just put a different name on it every year.
Yes, yes. I totally think that's awesome. And when we go to, basically putting a video with this, we can show them that they, at this point in time, for this episode, at this date, they were the Segway Master.
Well, that's a worthy goal, and I can't wait to see that happen. So I've got some mailbag items today. As I told Randy the last time we got together, I had to clean out the bottom of the mailbag. There were things living down there. When I'd reach down to get an older piece of mail, they would nibble on my fingers. So I dumped everything out. I reorganized the mail, and now I'm doing the oldest ones first. These are the smelly ones that have green growth around the edges, and they're kind of odd to look at. I don't even want to touch them. I'm wearing rubber gloves right now and a mask, and that would have been an alien concept not long ago, wearing a mask. Anyway, so here's the first item. This is from May a year ago. I hope it's still relevant. And this is from a gentleman named Don Nagy. I think he might appear on the book Medicare for the Lazy Man 2020 on the cover. I think a blurb that he did as a customer on Amazon might have made its way to the cover of that book, the back cover. Anyway, he says, "Happy Memorial Day weekend, Doug. I wanted to let you know that I requested information about supplemental insurance plans from ARP, and they sent me a brochure. You may already know all of this, but I want to share with you what they had to say. The brochure covers plans A, B, C, F, G, K, L, and N. United Healthcare Insurance Company is the company they endorse, and they seem to like Plan G and Plan N the best. United Healthcare offers Plan F, but only the Cadillac version, and the price quote is $232 a month. Your 2019 book quoted $158. I thought that was curious. I understand that I don't have to buy a supplemental plan from United Healthcare, but I didn't know whether you knew what ARP was endorsing. The plans appearing to be more expensive than what you quoted, at least Plan F. The cheapest plan is K for $61.75, and then A for $134.50. My intent is to continue working probably until I'm 70, and I know rates for these plans will undoubtedly increase, but I wanted to do some research now just to get an idea of what I'm in for at some point. Anyway, that's it. I hope you're enjoying your long weekend." What a nice guy. He cares about my enjoyment of my weekend. So I answered him, "Happy Memorial Day to you, Don." Now remember, this is May a year ago. It's 2019. "The wife and I just went to the store in her 1967 GTO, cruising through the beautiful Arizona desert, so I'm a happy camper for the time being. You have raised a couple of points that I would like to address. First of all, the $158 rate I used as an example was for Plan F at age 65 from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois. rates from that company in Washington might be considerably higher or not. Rates for the same plan and age from United Healthcare in Illinois might be considerably lower than in Washington. A comparison is valid and meaningful only when the variables are taken into account, including geography and demography. To compare insurance companies, you have to find out what each of the companies would charge for the same plan on the same person in the same location. To compare plans, you want to look at the variety of plans offered by one company on one person in one location. Since my book was intended to simplify, I decided to illustrate what the relative costs would be for two plans that I think are the very best value. And that is Plan F and High Deductible Plan F. Now, remember, this was a year ago. Today, I might be talking about Plan G and High Deductible Plan G. But I told Don Nagy Plan F and High Deductible Plan F were my go-to plans for simplification and cost effectiveness. And I said these two are polar opposites with respect to monthly cost, but they each have attractive benefits. By the end of this year, we should have a new plan, High Deductible Plan G. It's entirely possible that it will come along with Plan G, one of my strong recommendations. We'll have to see what the plan benefits and costs are. In the meantime, you may find that one of the other plans makes sense for you. Nothing wrong with that at all, but those other plans did not fit my efforts at simplification. You've taken a step past the simple and are adding some other factors. More power to you. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, Don. And then I said, and this is where I get them. I always get them. They step into my trap and I spring that trap. I said, P.S. I'm still hoping to find that favorable book review from Amazon, from you on Amazon soon. Doesn't have to be long or involved. Short and pithy is just as helpful to others looking for a reliable source of information. Thanks in advance. So I must have asked him to do that before because I said, I'm still looking for it. And then he says, let's see here. I didn't know there was a cutoff for any of these supplemental plans. Was there some sort of law passed to restrict access to Plan F? Then I had to explain Plan F not being available to youngsters turning 65 in 2020. One thing's for sure, if the socialists ever take over our government, Medicare as we know it and all the supplemental plans will become obsolete. Yikes. He said, thanks, Doug. So anyway, that was the brunt or the substance of my conversation with Don Nagy. My goal is simplification. I didn't discuss all the available plans or all the available companies because I wanted to take what I thought were the best, simplest plans and a good quality company. When he did the same kind of research, he found all kinds of stuff that was different in his home in Washington State. And frankly, you're going to have different results. One company operating in Washington State is going to have different cost for the same plan that might be a lot cheaper in a different state.
This doesn't happen often, Doug. We have time for another.
I am pretty darn excited about that because, as I told you, I'm trying to clean out the smelly old stuff from the bottom of the mailbag. So once again, I'm going to make excellent progress today. I'm very, very pleased about that. Someday, I'm going to get up to the ones where I had the wherewithal to actually mark the beginning, the middle, and the end so I don't sound completely lost while I'm reading. But these old ones, I didn't do that with. So I'm kind of wandering around. They're all printed in backwards order. I have to go to the end to find out what was originally asked, and then I go farther towards the beginning to find out my answer. This was in July of 2019. So we're getting better. It's got less green stuff growing around the edges. And this is from a woman named Lucy, in quotation marks, Eileen M. I'm confused about her name, but anyway, she said, "Dear Mr. Jones, Plan G is not in your Lazy Man 2019 book." Now remember, we're talking about last July. The 2020 book was still a twinkle in my eye. It hadn't even gotten off of the typewriter. I pound these things out on a typewriter, hand them to Randy. He turns them into electrons and somehow they get published. So anyway, she said, "Plan G is not in your Lazy Man 2019 book. My spouse and I got a lot out of your Lazy Man book, and it sounds like the High Deductible F plan might be the best, along with a drug plan, of our choice. But I have had type 1 diabetes since 1962 and will be turning 65 very soon. The dilemma is my current insulin is a tier 4 drug. That means they're going to pay a lot of money out of their pocket for it, even though they have a drug plan. And she said, however, under this plan from a different company, Plan G, it will be less expensive to sign up for it. Also, I use blood glucose monitoring equipment. I have some kidney damage, which I hope will not get worse. It has stayed stable for over 1 year. Wow. Will you please let me know if you have any ideas about this, as I'm feeling less sure about the high deductible Plan F, but tempted because 2019 is the last year Plan F will be available. Thank you for the good book, which I'm glad we purchased. I also like the book, and then she names a different book, and that guy should die and go to hell. He looks like both Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans. Well, I don't, because I think Medicare Advantage plans, well, actually, I look at both in my books because I want people to understand why my opinion is that Medigap, Medicare supplement plans are superior to Medicare Advantage plans. And then I know that she read it carefully because she found my wife's name buried in the book in small print. She said, I appreciate any help you and Mary can give me. So I responded to her, and oh boy, Mr. Wordy here, dear Mrs. Mitchell. So she's got at least three names that I was able to find. Lucy, Eileen, Mitchell. I am very pleased to learn that you and Mr. Mitchell found my book to be helpful in preparation for your Medicare coverage selections. As you are aware, my goal was simplification. Plan G was not addressed because Plan F is the very best, while high deductible Plan F is the least expensive and most cost effective. In the 2020 edition, there will be no choice but to tackle this subject. Both plans F will be unavailable to those turning age 65 in 2020. That book will introduce Plan G and high deductible Plan G as the most comprehensive and cost-effective Medicare supplement plans available in 2020 and beyond. No need for me to list the reasons I do not recommend Medicare Advantage plans. It is possible that you can find one that suits your needs, but things like the maximum out-of-pocket limit can present ugly surprises in the event of higher than expected medical expenses. I think your conclusion that high deductible Plan F is a good choice is right on the money. On the other hand, if your financial situation allows you to comfortably pay the Plan F premium into the foreseeable future, you need not worry about any risk of bad luck. Plan F is the most complete and comprehensive protection it is possible to buy. If you ultimately decide to buy Plan G from the other company or elsewhere, do not assume that you should purchase a drug plan from the same company. A Medicare supplement is forever, but a drug plan can be changed every year as circumstances warrant. Also, the monitoring equipment will be paid under Part B, according to my research, Medicare Part B, no matter which plan or insurance company you choose. When it comes to a drug plan, I would strongly suggest trying the online plan selection method I described in Chapter 9 of my book. Now, that was the 2019 version. I'm not sure it's still Chapter 9 in the 2020 version of the book. In my area, there are 27 prescription drug plans on the market. It's possible that one plan in your area is a clear winner when your particular circumstances are factored into the calculation. If no Part D drug plans offers your brand at a reasonable cost, you might approach the drug manufacturer to see if they offer discounts to some patients who use their product. Most drug companies court goodwill this way. I have confidence that your thought process is careful and thorough. Knowing that, it is highly unlikely that any choice you make here will go horribly wrong. Relax and enjoy the fact that you have conquered another of life's challenges. And I signed it, and then here's where I drag out the club, and I like to beat people to death with it. Nothing helps an author more than having a book buyer place a short review on Amazon.com. I hope you will do me the honor of doing that when you have a few spare minutes. Thanks again. Well, I know for a fact that this nice lady did, in fact, put a really glowing customer review on Amazon.com, which carried forward to the 2020 book. That was my second mailbag item. I've got 45 more. I don't know how much time we have, Randy.
Not that much.
Rats.
I think for 45 mailbag, you know, around the holidays, they come out with these things where you say, 24/7, some holiday show, a Christmas story.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, marathons. They call those marathons.
Marathon, yes. I think as we get closer to the holidays, Doug, let's announce a mailbag marathon.
Alrighty, that sounds good. And we will do that with an extra long episode. It'll be 4 hours, and everybody will be so happy to see that 4 hour. Oh God, I got to listen to all of this. I'm thinking maybe that's not as good an idea as it might sound like on
Or on the other hand, we could put an index with it that says, if you want to fast forward to this particular item, you're at coordinates 236 or 1054.
Yeah. Or listen to it double time. I think
you
some players can speed up the process. They can, and then we'll sound like Alvin and Theodore reading mail. I'm happy to have a few of the smellier episodes gone, and we're working our way through the 2019 correspondence. Pretty soon we'll hit the 2020 correspondence. So thank you for allowing me that opportunity today. And thank you for being you. If you weren't you, I wouldn't know who I'd be talking to.
You're welcome. Thank you. The other thing I was going to say is when you talk about listening to them, at double speed.
Yep.
I didn't know this. I don't know why. Maybe you know it already. But people that don't have good sight, they're sight challenged.
Yep. Or blind.
Yeah, or blind. Depending on your age group, they prefer different terms. But the thing I think is interesting is, like, you use an iPhone. I use an iPhone. There's an application on there that they use to read all the stuff, like their email and the websites and all that stuff verbally to them. And they listen to it at like 4 times normal speed.
Sure, and their brains are not flooded with visual stimulation.
Well, that may be true. I can't understand any of it, but they're saying, I get all this.
Well, here's what happens to you, Randy. I hate to bring this up in front of the audience, but since they're here anyway, anytime the word Medicare or insurance is uttered in your presence, there's a visceral reaction that you don't seem to be able to control.
I know.
So the blind people at least aren't burdened by that. I have a sister who is blind, and she's got all that stuff, and she knows what's going on. So I
can't. Have you ever tried to listen to her speed reader thing and understand it?
No, I don't hang around with her that much.
Okay.
She listens, although I will say she listens to every episode of this podcast and then sends me critiques.
Well, they've got to be good information, because you are very good at what you do.
Well, yes, because she has told me how to improve myself in no uncertain terms. So, hello, Susan. How you doing out there?
Someday Susan will have a great nugget of information if she hasn't had several already.
Yeah, I think she's absorbed all the information she needs, and she just wants to have, she wants to make sure that there are things that she can tell me to improve about the podcast. So we're so far ahead, it's going to be a couple of months before she hears this. So I don't know. I'll forget about it, and then all of a sudden I'll hear from her about this.
You'll get this email from Susan saying, what were you talking about?
Exactly. Some brother you are.
That's right.
Anyway, people, go buy my book, Medicare for the Lazy Man 2020. You can get an ebook or audio book or a paperback book. You can get it at barnesandnoble.com. You can get it at Amazon. Leave a review if you would, please. Go to our wonderful website, medicareforthelazyman.com. Randy created that website. I dreamed it. He made it happen, and we're pretty darn proud of it. We're working on it all the time. And what else should we be promoting, Randy?
We should be promoting subscribing to the podcast.
Yes.
If you guys just ran across this by chance, I would ask that you subscribe to it with some sort of a client, like on your iPhone or your Android or what have you. And so it will automatically make you aware of new episodes as they are dumped or placed, dropped. Some people use very different terms, but it will notify you when they're available. And some clients, depending on the settings, will actually download them to your phone automatically. And that would be a really good idea to do.
And I want to also encourage people to come back for one of our future episodes where we discuss either tonsil stories or ASMR or running out of gas in a Corvette or all of that stuff. We might skip the Medicare part altogether and wind up just telling stories to each other the whole episode. You'll have to join us and see. But thank you very much for joining us today.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Thank you for joining us. We know you could have been 17 other places. You weren't. You were listening to us, which we really appreciate. And we're looking forward to seeing you tomorrow or the day after. But up until then, you have just spent about 32 and a half minutes listening to the podcast by the anti-insurance guy, Doug Jones, with MedicareForTheLazyMan.com.
Bye-bye.